This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And thank you to our special sponsors, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I think people don't understand Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software there to be listed as approved by the HMRC MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where do they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That stands for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.
Welcome to our special guest interview today, which is with the legend that is Ron Saharian. Good day, Ron.
Good day, Rob. Good to see, hear your voice.
How does legend feel?
I'm used to it by now. Just kidding.
Tell us a bit about what you do in 60 seconds.
Yeah, so Ron Saharian, co-founder of Profit First Professionals, and we certify accounting, bookkeeping, and coaching firms in the Profit First methodology. And so accounting firms come to us because of a couple reasons. One, they want to make more money and have a better financial foundation themselves. Two, they really want to help their customers with an advisory service, an additional line of revenue, if you will. Three, they want to stand out from the competition. And having that certification of a Profit First, you know, associates with the book. The book has sold over 1 million copies. It's a global phenomenon, and it helps our members stand out from the competition.
Give us a sense of how the accounting bookkeeping profession is doing internationally, if you could.
Everybody's exhausted. Everybody is beat up. You know, that sucks for all of them. It also shows us that they haven't built healthy companies, healthy systems and processes to deal with the additional work that all the governments gave everybody. So there's actually a great opportunity to really take a step back, analyze in your business what systems and processes can be fine-tuned. They're working with the wrong customers with low margins, you know, providing a lot of work for them. Strategic firms are slicing those customers that they don't want to deal with. And it's not necessarily all about the revenue, letting low the low revenue people. It's letting go of the jerks. It's letting go of the pain in the butts, if you will, and upgrading them with companies that actually value what the accountants and bookkeepers are actually saying and doing.
Some of that is of their own making. If they've got the wrong kind of clients, they can't necessarily legislate for the busy tax seasons and the regulation. But I know you cringe when you hear accountants and bookkeepers working 80 hours a week, because that is crazy.
You know what? It's absolutely insane. And I see some of them using that as a badge of honor. You know, oh, I got to prepare and freeze all my meals for the next 3 months. My kids aren't going to see us. Woe is me. But oh, man, I love it. What? Are you kidding me? That means you're tired. That means you're exhausted. That means you have a much higher probability of making mistakes. I want my accounting firm to be fresh. I want that person to be on spot. I want them to be ready to rock and roll, and it's game time, not dragging ass.
You've used the word cleanup before, Ron, in our...
I don't like the word cleanup. Every time an accountant or bookkeeper talks with a customer and says, we have to clean up your books, it means a mess. It means something bad happened. You know, when your parents or when you were a kid, Rob, they're like, clean up your room, clean this up, clean that up. You're like, But what we're actually doing from a behavioral standpoint, we're actually punishing the prospect. You could be talking to the person that just worked their ass off trying to get those books the best they could be. I use the word renovation. Rob, your books are okay. They got you to where you are now. But by working with me and my firm, we're going to have to renovate. We're going to have to take a look and get you right-sized where you are now, but also position the architecture of your accounting landscape to address the growth that we're going to achieve together.
We ask our guests occasionally on the show, particularly the ones that are disruptive and controversial like you, Ron, and outspoken, if they've got any beefs, you know, what upsets them, what they want to have a rant about.
This is going to rock a lot of people's world, what I'm going to say, Rob. So have you ever bought anything customized? You know, cabinets, doors, windows, shirts, right? You guys love your customized suits over there, okay? It's expensive. Anything you buy is expensive, except for accounting and bookkeeping services. We allow people to come into our office off the street and tell us what they want. versus us telling them, hey, this is how we work with our customers. This is in the best interest of working with our customers. So when you have somebody mixing and matching, and say you're working with 50 customers. Now, the problem with super customization is you got 50 different bosses. How do you streamline? How do you get people up to staff? How do you prioritize? So, you know, one of the things that I really, really like to do is put guardrails in place in priority customers based upon what they're working, right? What they're paying. Look at what they're paying as appreciation points. And so one of the things is too much customization, it's not going to allow you to streamline. Like, do you feel like your workflow is all over the place? They say, yes, I want to figure out how I can wrap my arms around all this, Ron. I don't know how this happened over the years. I've got so many different services that I don't even want to offer anymore, but I feel like I have to. You don't have to. It's your business. You can design it the way you want.
What would you say to accountants that are not in that position of influence? They don't necessarily have a voice in the firm. They're lower down the food chain. They work for a bigger firm. They can't affect change that you're talking about.
They're not going to. It's like putting lipstick on the pig for them, right? So what happens with that is, you know, you piss off the pig and you're frustrated. So if you're in one of these large organizations, it's going to be extremely different to get any sort of change going. You're going to have to be a partner. Then you have to be a managing director. Then you're going to have to convince 10 to 15, 20 other partners that this is the right way. It's like trying to get an aircraft carrier to do a figure eight. I'm sorry. You can either look to work at a smaller firm or start your own.
We love you straight talking, Ron. If accountants listening want to have a chat to you and talk more about Profit First, what's a good way for them to reach you?
Yeah, the best way to reach me would be my email. It's ronS@profitfirstprofessionals.com. Let me know what your thoughts are. I'd love to have a conversation, learn more about your firm and share what we have going on over there. And also, if you disagree with what I said.
And what kind of challenges or red flags or pain points might an accounting firm be having that they would say, yeah, we need to call this Ron guy?
Well, a couple of things. One, if the accounting firm owner is paying their staff more than they're paying themselves. Two, if they don't have profit, if they don't have an understanding of their cash flow, the ebbs and flows of cash flow, right? If they want to offer an advisory services, but they're not sure. If they want to be part of a community and they want to, you know, live a different, better lifestyle themselves.
And we go out to 140 countries on this podcast. Presumably you're internationally in your reach, aren't you, Ron?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have representation of certified Profit First firms in well over 30 countries. We have Profit First Canada, Profit First Germany, Profit First Netherlands, Profit First Australia. Coming soon, Rob, coming soon. It's going to be Profit First UK 2022. It's in the works.
We've just hit listeners in Chechnya and Dubai, Ron, with our show. So you've got to be global, haven't you?
Yep. We have firms in Slovenia, Russia, India. We just opened up Profit First India, Israel, Panama, you name it, because what we do is not accounting or bookkeeping. What we do is teach a cash flow system. How you do accounting remains the same.
Give us a tip that's really helped you get to where you are. I know how vigorous you are with your personal and professional development and how you stay current and how you check people out. And what drives you in terms of that advice?
So the number one rule that I live by, a core value of mine, is doing what I say I'm going to be doing by when I say I'm going to do it. And I do it 3% better than expectations. If you do what you say you're going to do by when you say you're going to do it and exceed expectations, I don't care if you're an employee, an owner, anything, any job, anywhere, you will rise to the top and you will be a star.
Finally, Ron, get your crystal ball out. What do you see coming up for accountants and bookkeepers?
Opportunity. Like, there's a lot of great. And I think that because of the pandemic, a lot of business owners really started to appreciate their accounting, their bookkeeping partner. And that's what I would like to see, is more of the partnership, you know, collaboration. It's there. Those firms that have, you know, really risen to the top by speaking to their customers, by working with their customers, by really, really holding their hand through this, they're realizing that this guy gets me. They appreciate me. I need more of them. And so I think that we're going to see more and more accounting firms being more selective than we ever have in the past before. I also think that the rates are going to be going up, and they should be going up because of the value that they're providing and the success that they're helping their customers with. And that only can be done through selective of companies, systemization, prioritization, and really understanding what kind of accounting firm do you want to be.
A lot of that opportunity comes from their competitors that have not served their clients very well. What do you feel some firms have got wrong throughout the pandemic that perhaps might provide an opportunity to their rivals?
Yeah, so some things that have gone wrong have been overreaction, okay? Panicking, I guess. Providing advice that necessarily was contrary to what they should have been doing. Some advice could have been thinking that it was going to be, you got to lay off your staff. You got to cut your staff. Well, that's not necessarily the best move, because if that was your first reaction, how do you think those employees are going to look at you? How did you treat your employees during this? Were you supportive?
Accountants have come to be more than just financial advisors, because they're counselors, therapists, psychiatrists, friends, shoulder to cry on in these tough times for their clients.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. And here's the thing, it's heavy, right? And so, you know, accountants need to release some of that burden, because that's a lot of weight on their shoulders. If you need help, get the help you need so you can serve your customers and your staff better and your family.
Ron Saharan, that's been a blast. Thanks so much for your time and your passion today. It's been great.
Awesome. You're the legend, Rob. Thank you.
It's been a lot of talk recently, Martin, about Docket being acquired by Aris. They've got some super big plans and we are proud to have them as a partner of the show. What's going on over there?
Well, Docket, if you don't already know, is document management, workflow and portal solutions for accounting and tax professionals. They have a demo waiting for you. They have a webinar waiting for you. They have an entire explanation, really, the whole suite available to you. So where do you go? It's dead simple. You go to docket.com, that's docit.com, where you can do any of those things right from their homepage. That's docket.com, docit.com.
Yep, and what I love about their software, it integrates with all the tax, accounting, audit, engagement, and all the other software applications. It's just so sweet to use. So docket.com, go to it.